You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 120 for the 30th of April, 2017.
Hello, welcome to ARC 365. My name is Kim Bidelf, and I'm talking today about the work of John Lubbock, the first Baron Avebury. John Lubbock was born on this day, April the 30th, in 1834. His father was a baronet and banker, and John went to Eton, but not to university, as he left early to join his father at the bank. He lived close to Charles Darwin in Kent, and so became part of his circle and was patronised by him, in a good way. Lubbock benefited greatly from his birth and his connections. He rubbed shoulders at dinners and meetings with John Evans, Thomas Huxley and Augustus Lane Fox, also known as Pitt Rivers, also known as the father of British archaeology. Indeed, he married Pitt Rivers' daughter, Alice Lane Fox. He was very close to the developments proving the antiquity of humankind in the gravels of Aberfeil that I told you about on the 27th of April. And also with subsequent developments of Paleolithic archaeology in France. Travel was no barrier. He visited French cave sites, Swiss lake villages, shell middens in Scandinavia. He helped, eventually, John Evans undertake excavation at Hallstatt in Austria. And so, in 1865, he published a book called Prehistoric Times, hailed for many years as the book largely responsible for the adoption in England of the three-age system, the Stone, Bronze, and Iron Age. This was actually developed by Christian Thompson, a Danish museum curator, about 30 years previously, but it hadn't been translated into English until 1848. The term prehistory itself was coined by Scottish archaeologist Daniel Wilson in 1851. Lubbock is credited for introducing the terms Paleolithic and Neolithic into the language to refer to the Old Stone Age and the New Stone Age, the hunter-gatherer period and the farming period in the Stone Age. The Mesolithic, that we now refer to, means the post-Ice Age hunter-gatherer period in Northern Europe. It was coined later than Lubbock's time in the 1930s. His book is also the first to bring in ethnographic parallels to European prehistory, though not always in a positive way, as he suggested whole groups of people could have the minds of children just because they had a Stone Age material culture, which is obviously, looking back in hindsight now, ridiculous. Lubbock also had another influence on the development of archaeology in Britain. In 1871, he bought the Avebury estate, and hence he was called Baron Avebury. And he bought it to prevent some building work that was going to happen inside the stone circle there. As he was also a Member of Parliament, he eventually managed to get the first Ancient Monuments Act through Parliament in 1882, and this protected 68 prehistoric monuments. It was a start, at least. Given his legacy for European and British archaeology, he should be better known. Stephen Mithen, in his book After the Ice, created a fictional modern John Lubbock, named after the Victorian gentleman, to travel the world and explore the Mesolithic, as he was sure John Lubbock, 1st Baron Avebury, would have loved to have done.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.